ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's I feel like I need to come up with another startup. You know, I keep saying ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, but it's me, You Found Brian. Today, we're going to talk about the wondrous, the most magical movie theaters. What the heck? Movie theaters, where have you been? What are we doing with them? I hear a lot of drive-ins are popping up, at least in my area of life. Are movie theaters popping up for you? Movie theaters, more movie theaters. Have you gone to a theater? Have you been streaming at home? Have you decided to just pay for those one-time movie views where you just sit down with your family and probably abscond with a large number of people, like a movie theater, just in your home on a really large TV and or projector or home theater? I think that's probably more likely. I feel like movies are not worth what they used to be, or at least they're not making what they used to be, which is why the industry is probably in some sort of a decline. Marvel movies were holding them together for a little while, but now let's face it, AMC and Regal, they're probably shaking in their boots in any other theater. Although drive-in theaters, like I said, I feel like they kicked up since pandemic and, you know, being able to be in your car and whatnot. Do you think it is a good investment, Brian, to have a movie theater? Well, Brian, I don't. Maybe your own personal theater. This is what I wanted to talk about. It's not even really just movie theaters. I think that the future of movie theaters are, I don't want to say over, because I don't feel like they'll go away. They'll be like a rare occurrence. You know, like, people want to go to the movies. They want popcorn. They want the candy fun. And then there are some people who are just like, I could just watch it at home. Why not? In my case, I like the environment of a movie theater. I'm the perfect movie theater customer. They hooked me. They got me. They had me, you know. I just don't like the people in it. So, like, if I could do that at home, if I had my own private theater, they've lost me. That's the thing. Like, I could just go buy a projector and still feel just as good by upgrading my own equipment and saying, haha, so like maybe here's what AMC and Regal needs to do. Start making your own home projectors. They need to get into technology rather than doing all this junk. They should just start making their own everything. Popcorn brand. They need to start selling popcorn. They need to start selling, it's just do it at home too and see where it goes. Jump into selling projectors. I think that's their best bet. Sell seats. I don't care what you have to do. Just sell AMC brand things. If you can sell the seats that you have put in your movie theater, AMC, I think you'd make millions. Okay? Even if you can only sell, like, one electric couch to whoever buys it. You know, you just put them everywhere. Okay? Now, I don't know the cost of them, but Even Amazon has some cheap theater chairs you can throw together. Just use those. Just make them a little nicer. I don't know. Just work with me here. But popcorn movie, let's throw that theater out there. But underground movie theaters, okay? There will be a group of people who want to, like how people are weirdly, like, reviving some VHS stuff. Like, they're like, oh, we must protect VHS content. I see it all the time on TikTok where they're like taking new stuff and then they put it onto a VHS and then they just run it on an old TV just for like the pure fact that they want to see it in that format. And I thought to myself, what is that but as like a movie theater? Now, private theaters are not good enough. Okay, if you're really gonna do it, you're gonna have to kind of milk it and you'd have to have constant you need a movie startup kind of like theme thing for your theater. You need like an AMC if you're milking it, you just gotta have like a AMC theater lookalike. Even if it's just a hallway, you're definitely gonna need your own restrooms, and they have to be like men, women's, you know, just like the olden days. And yeah, and you gotta do that. But then also have like the hallway, and it's, you could have fake doors going to fake theaters, right? But you need a hallway, and then it has to look like there's more theaters, but you're always going to go to, like, I don't know, theater 9, because that's where the real theater is. You go down that hallway, it feels like it should be bigger. You can walk down the hall. There's a popcorn machine with a guy not really running it because you'd have to be your own stand guy, but You can check tickets. You can have a, if you really want to get in it, you can pay a guy to do that. But honestly, if you're just going for like a empty theater, you can stock your thing with candy and then be on your way. You could even make it more futuristic and give yourselves a couple vending machines. And, you know, maybe there's some sort of vending machine company out there that automates an entire theater where you can just go like check in with tickets and things like that. But if you want the illusion, you, and you're really going for it, if you're Bill Gates and you have some money, if you're Jeff Bezos, that's what you do. You build a fake hallway with a real bathroom. Opposite side, obviously, of the theater. So that way there's no, like, bathroom noise or anything. Concession stand. It's all got to be there. The theater, however, is not going to be known to many, all right? It's not going to be something that you just, like, walk by and you're like, wow, AMC Theater. I think they're going to become, like, speakeasy. You know, like 1920s, you know, oh, we can't drink. Well, we're going to AMC speakeasies. Regal Cinema. Why did I say that weird? Regal Cinema. Maybe not then. But AMC, I could see them doing it. Hidden movie theaters, where they give you like an extreme luxury, maybe not just like the generic thing, but like that's for like a general home owner. If you want to make like a fake theater that gives you the illusion. Obviously, AMC could make like 8 theaters in one building if they wanted. But if they're going to do it like secret underground, maybe it's like something hidden in the subway. And then you go down there and it's like a $99 per person movie. And they're like, we have the best seats. We have Italian leather. We have blankets down there. Warm towels. Beautiful handcrafted artisanal food. And it's one of those things where somehow you have to be able to call ahead so that they know to have someone there, you know? It doesn't have to run the whole time, but they have, you know, maybe 4 movie choices. It's not even like 6 or 12 or however many they actually have nowadays. You just, 4 movie choices, maybe 2, and they just go and they say, hey, we're offering this. This is for you. Do you want it? And everyone will be scouring the earth for this AMC, and it's going to be hidden, and it might even move. Maybe it's on the actual subway and relocates occasionally. So like when you go back the next day, gone, perfectly gone, hidden underground speakeasy theaters. That is where the future is headed. Underground speakeasies. I've decided it. It just sounds way cooler than a normal theater, but also, you know, kind of has like its, like, if theaters were gone, right? You know, you can't fit that many people in there. So that's why it's got to be a higher ticket cost. But also you're just so much quieter. You can be with your entire family on a cool location. It's not something you do like every day, but if you love it, you'd find it, you know? It's like maybe you have to break a code every month to find this thing. And then once you break that code, it leads you to the phone number. And once you break that code, like, maybe even the phone number changes. Like, you can't even call them twice. They buy burner phones. That's how crazy this is. Underground speakeasy movie theaters. I think that's the future. It sounds exciting to me for some reason, and it's getting me excited about movies, you know? Regular theaters are dead. After underground movie speakeasy theaters, gone. It's over. Anyway, thanks for listening. You think about that. I'm You Found Brian.